Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is Friday. That means it's time for the Friday edition of the Read About It podcast. Good Friday to you, folks. I'm Reed, and this is About It. And today, we talk about all things pop culture, as always. Today, I want to talk about Lost and how I feel dumber and dumber with every passing show. And also, Dirt. Just come back, and you folks know how I love those FX shows. But to start with, we got to do the Dirty Dancing thing, because I took a lot of heat yesterday. To begin with, of course, Patrick Swayze, this week it came out that he has pancreatic cancer. And this is, you know, kind of tough for fans of Roadhouse, as I'm a huge fan of that really awful movie, because Jeff Healey died this past weekend. So I wrote yesterday about a couple of Swayze's roles that, regardless of the quality of the movie, I always like to watch him. Roadhouse, which, as I've said before, is the best bad movie ever. Ever. It's just, I can't stop watching it. It's on every channel. It shows up on the Encore Romance channel sometimes. I kid you not. It's just amazing, the crossover appeal of that awful, awful little movie. But it's hilariously bad. And Point Break, which, the thing about Point Break is, not only is it full of zen and the whole irony of teaching Keanu Reeves about the philosophy of nothing, basically, but the way that movie should end and keeps going, it has like 7 false endings in it. There's so many logical closure points, and it just ignores all of them and just keeps right on going. But that's a couple of movies of Swayze's that I always watch. Dirty Dancing, I got in trouble yesterday with folks, because I talked about those two roles, you know, being enough to make up for him playing a child molester in Dirty Dancing. Well, the female readers of readaboutit.com took me to task, as I figured they would. Okay, let's start with this. Dirty Dancing is not a movie aimed at me. I am not the target audience for it. I fully understand that. It's for girls. But here's the thing about Dirty Dancing. Swayze's character, with Johnny Castle, I believe, probably not his real name, Castle, his age was never really specified in the movie, but Baby was clearly 17 years old, and here's where things kind of get hazy with me. If Baby was 17, how old was Castle, and how old does he have to be before it starts to get creepy? When Swayze filmed this movie, bear in mind, he was 35, as in more than twice the age of the character Baby. Now, I know you're saying, hey, he didn't look 35. Yeah, okay, well, did he look 22? Did he look 23? Because anything above 23 with a 17-year-old, I'm going to throw the perv flag on. I'm just saying, you know, this is something that didn't really think a whole lot about until after I had a daughter, and now I'm basically Jerry Orbach. That's basically, I understand where he's coming from with this. Nobody puts Baby in a corner. Well, you know what? I do put Baby in a corner, because I'm Baby's dad, and you're as old as I am, so don't take Baby out of the corner, or I'll have the Federales put you somewhere, Castle. Ideally, that's the way it all should have gone there. Okay, Swayze might not have looked 35, but he certainly didn't look like somebody who could be picking Baby up at the mall. That's all I'm saying. And we kind of gloss over that because of the whole romantic nature of everything, and at the end, everybody forgives, and everybody's dancing, but there's a reason that the sequel didn't happen with those characters. Because after a little while, you know, Baby goes off to college and Swayze has to go get an artificial hip and, you know, that kind of thing. So that was probably best. As a friend of mine pointed out, the Roadhouse trifecta is now in play, for those of you that believe things happen in threes, with Jeff Healey and now Patrick Swayze. So Sam Elliott had better watch it. Or the guy that owned the Double Deuce, the character actor who also plays Locke's dad on Lost. Bad things could happen. So, speaking of that, I am watching Lost. In fact, I've written about it before, how when it was first on the air, it just moved too slow, and I just could not get into it, but that I'd eventually probably watch it on DVD and like it. Well, okay, I watched the first season, loved it. Watched the second season. The best thing I did here was sent the discs to my mom and dad, got them hooked, and they went out and bought the second and third season. So, you know, passed the savings on to me. I watched the second season, really enjoyed it right until the end. Now I'm watching the third season, and to be honest with you, I really, really don't like it. It took that hard right turn at the end of the second season, beginning of the third season, and everything changed. But does this happen to you? I have invested so much in the story already, I don't feel like I can stop. You know, I've put so much into this. I've already watched, you know, 3 days of my life for Lost, basically. I don't feel like I can stop. I feel like I have to keep going in hopes that it just gets better. And so I go on, and every episode disappoints me, and I just feel dumber and dumber and dumber as I go on. Is there something that you guys feel that way about? I was that way with Nip Tuck after a couple of good seasons. The season before last was just so awful, I could barely get through it. But because it had built up enough goodwill and enough karma with me, I gave it a chance. And last year was pretty good. I'm doing the same thing with Lost. Basically, what I'm trying to do is finish the third season and then watch the episodes that have already come on, just so I will be up to date and I can go on Wikipedia or somebody's fan site and see if anybody knows what's going on, because it sure ain't me. And that's pretty much what I'm saying here. One other thing to pass along, Dirt came back. You know how big a fan I am of those FX shows, Nip Tuck, Rescue Me, The Shield. Well, Dirt came back and almost nobody noticed. Might be the problem with the tabloid show here. They lost more than half of their audience from last year's premiere. Here's just a wild thought for me. Maybe having the show narrated by a guy who is admittedly insane doesn't help. Maybe that just kind of starts things off. I'm Don Conkey. I'm a schizophrenic. Maybe that guy is turning people off. Maybe starting with an unreliable, insane narrator who talks to cats and they answer him, maybe that's kind of freaking people out who just want to see, you know, very vague allegories of Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But I'll give it a chance. It's got about 7 episodes this year from what I'm hearing that were in the can before the writer's strike, so that's pretty much just enough time to either get canceled for good or win a second chance for a third season. So, what the heck. So, sum it up. Dirt, give it another chance. Lost, feeling dumber all the time, but still feeling compelled to do it. And Dirty Dancing, sorry, ladies, it's kind of pervy. Again, how old would Castle have to be if Baby is 17? How old would he have to be for that to not be pervy? And clearly, he's older than whatever that number is. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Just point it out. I guess I'll come back on next week and complain about Titanic and the bridges of Madison County, too. Maybe just see if I can thoroughly anger everybody out there. But anyway, that's your vague explanation there. Thanks for listening. That'll do it for the podcast for this week. Be back next Friday with another podcast edition. Apologize for last week, but after the bronchitis, my voice was in no condition to do anything except lay there and, you know, moan and complain. As my girlfriend Kimberly will be glad to tell you about. But anyway, we will be back hopefully on the regular schedule coming up next Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Reed Kerr. Thanks for listening. And as always, Seacrest out.